This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and we've got a great topic today, a real important one. You know, people call estate planning and legacy planning the elephant in the room because people don't want to deal with it. But Travis, you have a unique situation that's come up, and tell us about that.
Well, Tony, I think the best way to open the show is there's two words that I think everyone needs to really think long and hard on. It's open communication. You know, so many times, and let's face it, right? I mean, life happens. Sometimes we're kind of guarded, or we can be guarded because, you know, we don't want to put it simply, we don't want to put our business in the street or whatever you want to call
sure,
it.
Sure, a lot of people aren't comfortable talking about that.
Yeah, they're not
stuff.
Comfortable, right? And it takes a lot of trust and a lot of building up that trust to get to the point where you're comfortable putting things in out in the universe, right? Just being able to know that when you say something, number one, you're not going to be judged. Number two, you're truly listening, or that person's truly listening and understanding. And, you know, open communication, folks, that's the topic of today's show. And when we get done, you're going to know why. So a couple things that I've had conversation wise, Tony, especially over the last few months, is it really brings that problem to the forefront, because I've had conversations that were really make you think, where, you know, maybe there were some last wishes that, you know, well, maybe that wasn't communicated properly. Maybe the kids didn't know, or maybe it was a conversation that you wanted to have, you knew you needed to have it, and you thought you were going to have the time, and maybe it just didn't happen. And we talk about in the class that we teach, one of the most important documents, and it's not a legal document, but one of the most important documents that you can have in your arsenal as a retiree is a what? It is a letter of instruction.
Yeah.
Letter of instruction is that last opportunity to be completely open and real with your beneficiaries, your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, your siblings, etc. It gives that last opportunity for open communication, because that's when you start to communicate, you know, these are the things that I wish I had time to say. These are the things that I think you need to know. These are the things I'd like for you to consider before you take ownership, before you do whatever with the estate. These are some of the things I just want you to have had this conversation. And that's a way for them to actually have your wishes in writing, unfiltered, unadulterated. And it just is what it is, right? You put on the paper what you want. And from conversations that I've had, unfortunate conversations, because we have lost a few clients in recent months, and I so empathize with where the kids are, because sometimes the conversations that they may have with the advisor, which is part of today's topic, it is a level of comfort, because there is a familial detachment, however you like to coin that phrase. It gives maybe that sense of security. And once again, we definitely have, you know, and have communicated what the parents want, but so many times it is so important to make sure that you have those conversations with your children. It's fine to leave that to a trusted advisor, to a trusted contact, But isn't it better to sit down and have that conversation and be able to build that bond? I think it is, right? And don't get me wrong. I think that's part of our duty sometimes as advisors, or at least the level of advisor that I feel we are, is we're there to be that sounding board and to help someone think through, because sometimes that openness and open level of communication, maybe it's hard. It's difficult to bridge that gap. So if nothing else, folks, if you don't take anything else from what I'm saying, is this: your children, it's not important what you leave to them. It's what you leave in them, what you instill in them. And I think those are the types of things, those are the types of conversations that really need to be had. Do you agree?
Oh, I would agree 100%. You have to have open communication. I saw it happen with my grandfather's estate. When he passed, he was, 100% English, very tight-lipped about talking about money, did not discuss it with anyone. He did have a will in place, but he only communicated his wishes with one person, made one of the four kids the executor, and him, the attorney, and my grandfather talked about it, but he never communicated anything with the rest of the other three kids, and that caused problems. I saw family disharmony, a family that always got along. Now two of them aren't speaking. So
it can cause so much stress. And folks, some of these conversations, you might be going, why am I going to continue this podcast? It makes me feel uncomfortable. That's the one you should continue, because I think sometimes we need to be told, because it's almost a bucket of water of reality that needs to be poured on us from time to time. Because so many times you don't, like you just said, Tony, you don't have that one conversation that maybe you're sitting at dinner one night and you've got it on the tip of your tongue, but you feel like, now's just, maybe it's not the right time. And that might be the only time you have that opportunity. So your spouse, your children, really take that to heart, folks. You really need to have those open and honest conversations. But it's not just with your children, right? It's not just with your spouse and with your immediate family, your siblings, et cetera. It's also your advisor. And I'm glad that our clients feel comfortable having those types of conversations with me, number one, because they know they don't have to worry about it obviously leaving the room. And that's really, I think, what a lot of the appeal is for us, is to be that non-judging soundboard where they can really go in there, bounce ideas off. But I've seen recently those that have come in our office that are, prospective clients, not our current clients. And I look at some of the things that they're doing, and I ask the question, I'm like, did you have a conversation with your advisor about your tax planning? And I get a lot of different answers. I get, well, I did, but they told me it's not something I need to worry about, when it is clearly something that they need to worry about. Or maybe they said, I thought that they were just doing it, and I didn't ask the question because I just didn't know. Well, folks, that's what a good advisor is supposed to be doing, is continuously bringing value to the table.
Yeah.
If it's set it and forget it, that's not being open and honest. That's not good for you. That's not good for them either. Well, it may be good for them, and unfortunately, but your expectations, your tax planning, what your goals are from a legacy standpoint, and maybe that's where taxes may need to be really addressed, right? It's I have these assets and this is the estate and the goal I want to leave behind. And well, maybe it might not be something you can attain if you just leave things as they are. Maybe that extra layer of tax planning and tax efficiency could get you across the finish line without you having to really do a tremendously larger amount of work. Maybe that's just something you can do by just planning efficiently and effectively. And unfortunately, I think so many advisors, and not being braggadocious, but we ask the questions, what can we do better? How can we you know, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about tax planning? How do you feel about this? And the client drives the ship, but you've got to have the conversation. And I think so many times it's just they get in a level of comfort because it feels like a hard conversation that they don't have it.
Right.
And that's really something I would encourage you to do.
But also, and then, Travis, what about obviously, and I know you're probably getting to this, but when you set up a plan, you have to have a plan in place so you don't leave your loved ones in a bad situation or so you know what's going to happen. Sometimes as people get older, maybe they want a third party or somebody, a friend to be the executor of their trust or will.
Yeah, no, actually, Tony, that was exactly where I was going.
I figured.
Thank you for being open and honest and making sure I was going to get there.
Yes.
So all seriousness, folks, what Tony brings up is a great point because when you have that next level of thought when it comes to your estate, well, the question I have you thought through who you're going to name as, if you have a will, or who's going to be your executor? Mm-hmm. If you have a trust, who's going to be your trustee? If you have powers of attorney, who are they going to be? So, and the next question I would have you told them this? Because yeah. Is that something that they're going to get surprised with? And maybe there are limitations that they have that would prohibit them from being able to serve in that capacity. Is that something you really want to just spring on someone at the last minute? I would say probably the answer is no, but let's talk about it. You know, when it comes to your will, if you're going to name someone that is not an immediate family member, not a son or a daughter or a spouse or, you know, a sibling, it's important to have a sit down, have an open dialogue with that person and say, you know what? I'm thinking of naming you as executor. Is that something you would be prepared and willing to do? If the answer is yes, great. Well, then these are my wishes. You might say, well, I don't want to tell anybody anything where I got. Well, what does it matter? I mean, at this point, if you're leaving it to someone to dispose of after you're gone, wouldn't you rather have a conversation when you're alive so that you can tell them, hey, this is what I want? Right. That way there's no guesswork. It's not some kind of miscommunication, some kind of confusion. It is just you have had that conversation. They know what you expect and what your wishes are. And then same thing with a trust. I mean, trustees have to make a significant commitment for an extended period of time, not just like an executor in a will that could be 30, 90, 120. Maybe a year, right? 120 days to a year. A trustee could be something that is going to be committed to that relationship and that document potentially for years. That is a very important conversation to have, Tony, because once again, that requires a huge commitment on the person you are asking to do that. And you need to make sure that they have the infrastructure in place. They have all of the things readily available that are going to be needed to execute those wishes in that time frame.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then you need to find someone who can. And that's what the whole purpose of this conversation today is about, being open with your communication, because it sets expectations and it sets parameters early so that everyone knows what to expect. Because I can assure you, when it's left to, you know, a handful of people, and it's kind of like herding cats. Everybody wants to go their own way. Everybody knows the best way, and you know,
right,
whether or not that's the case, it's just going to be absolute chaos, or it could be, and it doesn't need to be. It's all something that can be handled beforehand.
Yeah, there you go. Well, a great topic and an important reminder. You know, I've seen things happen. Hopefully people, when they make somebody the trustee of their estate or the executor of their will or trust, they've communicated with them and that person is willing and able to do that. So, and as we get older, we might not think of these things, or we might say, oh, I want to change it to this person and I'll talk to him tomorrow. And then they never get to it.
Yep. I know Bob, and I'm going to go ahead and name him, but then I'll have that conversation and you know, like one of my favorite bands ever, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Oh, yeah. Someday Never Comes.
Yep, someday never comes. And so you have to watch out. And or, you know, if you're like my grandpa, you know, a lot of us don't like discussing money with our family, or don't like talking about our own passing or a family member passing. But these are tough conversations, but you gotta, they don't have to be that tough, and you gotta have them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it just, it once again, Tony, it will lower the tension. It will increase the probability that your wishes are carried out to the level, width, and breadth that you want them carried out. And it just puts everyone in a much better situation than having to guess. That's why you don't need to guess. And if you don't have an advisor that you can talk to and have an open level of communication like we've talked about, that's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839, and let us help you get that relationship that you so deserve.
All right. Thanks, Travis. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.